One of the things everybody is dealing with right now is isolation, loneliness, maybe being confined in a space with people you're not used to being confined in a space for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with. Well, the next guy we're going to talk to is literally writing the book on that exact issue. Colonel Terry Virts is joining us. He was on the International Space Station for a very long time, and even longer than anticipated, because you had a resupply rocket explode on the way to you at the International Space Station, and then you had no idea how long you were going to be up there with your colleagues, right?
That's right. After this Russian rocket exploded, which actually happened after an American rocket had exploded a few months before, we had been there for 5 months. We were on our way home to Earth in a few weeks. And then this happened, and they had to do an investigation because our replacement crew was going to launch on the same kind of rocket. So they didn't want to launch them until they made sure they were safe. So they basically said, hey, you're stuck in space, and we don't know for how long. And our supplies are running low. So it was kind of like this sudden isolation and low on supplies, which is like what a lot of people here are dealing with.
All right. How long were you up there for, and how did you deal with the supply issue?
So it ended up extending us about a month. It ended up being a 201-day mission. At first, we didn't know. And the supply issue was a little bit tricky because suddenly things that were just fine and was not a big deal, all of a sudden you had to manage them and ration them. And the good news is, in space, unlike on Earth, the toilet paper situation was okay. But everything, the clothes, when the one rocket blew up, half of my clothes were on board. So I suddenly had to ration how often I could change my underwear and how often I could do this and that. So basically we managed it by, first of all, knowing what we had, like writing it out, being very deliberate about, you know, what do you have, what do you need, and then just managing it every day. You can use so much of clothes or food or whatever the supply was.
And you were up there with a Russian crew?
There were three Russians, two Americans, and an Italian, so very international crew.
Yeah, and you were the commander.
I was, yeah, for a few months.
So let's talk about that part of it, because as the commander, ultimately you're making the decisions, you're trying to get as much consensus as possible, and I'm kind of just equating this to people who are the heads of households, and sometimes there's two heads of a household, right? households that are now stuck where people are at home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, perhaps, you know, with a spouse and with their kids. So are there any tips that you learned on the International Space Station in terms of navigating the sociology of that?
One of the important tips there was to manage news, because all of a sudden everybody was wondering, when are we going back? Are we going to get stuck? What happened? Does that problem affect our Soyuz capsule compromised? You know, there was lots and lots and lots of questions. So today there's news on 24/7. You could just turn the news on, have CNN and on all the time. And that's not healthy. That just makes you nuts. So what I did is every night we would get together as a crew and I would say, okay, and I would go around the whole crew. What did you hear? What did you hear? What did you hear? And everybody just talked about what they had heard. And that way we didn't have any rumors going on in the ship. I didn't want that. But it was also like a fixed time in the day where we would go through the news. So we weren't distracted by it 24/7. And that, I think that's a helpful thing. And this COVID problem, don't leave the news on all the time, but like at lunchtime, turn it on. And then in the evening, turn it on. And then turn it off before you go to bed so you can sleep in peace. And just be very deliberate about where you get your news sources from. And also, don't just get it from one source, because then it could be biased. You know, get it from as many different sources as you can.
The government information is often designed to lessen the impact or to at least meet what their needs are immediately. And we're seeing some of that happening here, obviously. You know, there was this change in mask protocol, right? Now there's a discussion about everybody
right.
wearing masks. And a couple of months ago, when they started to realize there's a shortage of masks available to first responders, they didn't want people going out and getting them. So they're like, no, 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 it's not a problem. Now that there are more masks entering into the economy, you've been dealing with that your entire career. So I know you understand how that whole thing works. But what's the best interpersonal way of handling that? Not just dealing with the family, but dealing one-on-one.
There's one, I think, really big, important thing, and that is to have your own space. So you have to have human interaction. That's just the way people are. And I think a lot of people are suffering from a lack of that. If you have to sit in your house alone all day, it gets lonely. I feel that. Everybody feels that. But on the flip side of things, you also need your own private space. So many people are not just by themselves. Many people may be with their spouse or with their kids or with roommates or, you know, whatever situation you're in, and all of a sudden you're with the same people all the time, 24/7. Even spouses, like, that's too much. So on the space station, everybody had their own private space, and that was so important. That was, like, the most important psychological factor, was to be able to go and get away, keep your own things, just have some physical space that was yours. And I think you need to figure out how to do that. If it's, like, just make sure you spend a couple hours alone or out of each other's hair. That's good advice for life in general, but especially now when we're all quarantined together, have a balance. Make sure you do have contact with others, even if it's only through the phone or Skype or whatever. But also make sure you do have some alone time, because that'll be bad if you never have any time to yourself.
Colonel, what was the hardest part for you on the International Space Station when you guys didn't know if you were going to be able to get off? You didn't know when you were going to be able to get off?
Yeah, I think the unknown, the not knowing when it was going to end. I mean, basically, I called the boss. I was very proud of my crew. Everybody handled it well. We had a great attitude. And I said, hey, look, if you need us to come home this week, we're ready. If you need us to come home next month, we're ready. We'll stay here for a year if you need us to. People had a good attitude. And I think the most important thing was that attitude. And it was the way I handled it was, we're not going to be here forever. I'm going to have the rest of my life back down on Earth. So try to make the most of it. I helped film the IMAX movie, Beautiful Planet. I did a bunch of photography that I'm actually exhibiting right now at this thing called Artrepreneur. So I used that time productively. But I had the attitude that this is not going to last forever. It's going to be what it is. There's nothing I can do to control it, so why stress out about it? Let's make the most of it while I can in space, and then it'll be over, and I'll move on with life at that point. And it's the same thing with COVID. This is not going to last forever.
Right.
It's going to be a bad couple weeks. It's really bad right now. And it's going to be a bad month. I mean, 2020 is going to have a lot of bad, because it's going to flare up, and even when it's over, then there'll be flare ups, and we'll be playing whack-a-mole for a while.
Right, and
but it's not going to go on forever.
True, right? And we also don't know what the fallout is going to be economically. We're going to have to dig our way out of that as well. I want to ask you a personal question here, because people are stuck at home, and they got the Netflix on, right, or they got their TVs on, or whatever it is, and they want to get away from the news, as you pointed out. If there were a space movie, since you were the commander of the International Space Station and sort of lost in space for a short period of time, your favorite space movie or something that people should see to understand, what would it be?
So this movie just came out last year, and it's the coolest movie. It's called Apollo 11. The documentary about the Apollo 11 launch is made by CNN Films. I think you can get it online. It was just awesome. It was the coolest. I was more nervous watching those guys launch than I was launching myself in the space shuttle. Those guys did a great job. So that's more like the drama of Apollo 11 and launching and going to the moon and stuff. But my favorite space movie, I love The Right Stuff, because that's like The Right Stuff, the way astronauts were back in the 50s and 60s. But I think Interstellar is the best, because it's really not an astronaut story. It's about a father and a daughter. So I love Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
Cool music, really cool music, cool characters. It's kind of mind-bending physics when they're going through. It's relativity. Basically, it's like a lesson in relativity. And then it's the father-daughter story. So I'm a big fan of Interstellar.
Does Martian work for you?
I liked Martian, yeah. Martian is great. It's good science. There's one giant elephant in that. The big Mars ship appears out of nowhere and takes them to Mars and then brings them back. So that's like a minor detail, you know, but other than that, you know, it's the physics, it's chemistry, and Damon is awesome. He's always having a rough time. In The Martian, he gets stuck on Mars. In Interstellar, he gets stuck on that planet. He's like having a bad time. Brad Pitt had a bad time in Ad Astra.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with space stories, is like the astronauts are always dying and they're getting stuck places, but that's a good one.
I'm glad you said that about The Right Stuff. That must have inspired you, right?
Oh my God, it did. I read the book as a teenager, and it told me how to become an astronaut, and it totally inspired me, and that I followed that path. And a lot of my fellow astronauts say the same thing. The movie was 1983, right? So the special effects aren't 2020, but it's pretty good. That movie has aged very, very well. the characters are just the best. The acting in that is really great.
And it's all based on a true story. That's the best part of
it. Oh, absolutely.
NASA's Air Force Colonel Terry Virts, International Space Station Commander, thank you so much for being with us. Look for the National Geographic book, View from Above. And those photos are also used in the IMAX film, A Beautiful Planet. So you can look for that as well. Colonel, thanks so much for being with us.